Let's have a look at the movies. A Star Is Born v Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, a little bit of light relief to celebrate the middle of the working week, Mike. Yeah, this has been a water cooler conversation. There's a bit of a barbecue argument or perhaps a family debate. Which movie do you prefer, A Star Is Born or Bohemian Rhapsody? Now, they're both musically related dramas and a little bit poignant, Mike, for those of us with longer memories who actually remember Bohemian Rhapsody being released, which was 1975. Or, and I'm not sure I actually saw the 1976 version in 1976, but the 1976 version of A Star Is Born, where he had Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson. So everyone's got a view on this. Everyone's got a view on which one's better, which one do you prefer if you're actually a moviegoer. But I thought I would have, because I was getting a bit tired of this argument, I thought I would actually see what the numbers are telling us. Who is winning the box office competition? And I was a little bit surprised here, Mike, because this is not even a competition. If you look at the numbers from Box Office Mojo, so which one do you think, or have you looked at my notes, Mike?
I have looked at you. I have looked at your notes, but I am not surprised.
Yep, you're not surprised. Well, I was a little bit surprised because Bohemian Rhapsody, with a production budget of $52 million, which was more expensive to make than A Star Is Born, its production budget was only $36 million. Box office sales to December the 9th for Bohemian Rhapsody, just a touch under $600 million. So that's got to be getting close to $1 billion New Zealand dollars. And that's a big number and a considerable margin higher than A Star Is Born, which is still a very respectable $370.5 million. But Bohemian Rhapsody absolutely killing it. I mean, both films have been extremely successful, but it would appear that the punters are plumping for Queen. And I note also yesterday, Bohemian Rhapsody is now the most streamed song from all of the songs of the 20th century. So it's in front of Michael Jackson, in front of everyone else. That is the most streamed song. And actually, I was a bit surprised. Second and third, no Michael Jackson in sight. Nirvana, Guns N' Roses there and there. But I see the Golden Globe nominations are out as well. Actually, I see both of these movies are going to slug it out for Best Actor and Best Picture. So perhaps bragging rights in the industry goes to whoever gets the critical response. But at the moment, Bohemian Rhapsody killing it.
Mind you, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but if you take your 50, you spend 50 to get 500 versus you spend your 30 to get 300, it's a 10 times return. What's your problem? They're the same.
Yeah, look, I don't think anybody would be complaining. I don't think anybody would be complaining about the numbers. They're big numbers. Everyone's loving it.
Good. Now, talk to me about this. Now, it was this time yesterday, once again. It's every time you're on the radio, the market tanks. Have you ever joined those particular dots? So the market was down 400 or 500, and then it gave it all back.
Yeah. Yeah, so what's going on? I mean, you know, so I want to talk about last night, and it's not about, you know, it's not about reliving the office Christmas party. It's about just what the heck is going on with US share markets. So we go back 24 hours, Mike, and we spoke, Dow Jones was hovering around 24,000. But in early trading yesterday, the Dow Jones had given up 500 points. Price action looking decidedly fragile. But you come back to the session close, and you're looking at a different market. The index had reversed all of those 500 points and actually closed in the green, up 34 points. This morning, we've almost got the same thing. Market started out 24,000, just under 24,800. It's now down. It's now 24,300, so there's another 500 points there today. So we're getting this enormous intraday volatility. There's some concern that this automated trading that's happening now, so this is machine trading based on algorithms, based on headlines, is actually contributing to intraday volatility. But I saw a fascinating piece of work yesterday, Mike, that looked at the relationship between the direction of the move in the S&P 500 and where the market is likely to close. And for most of, in normal circumstances, if we get a big down move on the day, the market will probably close down. And that's been what we've seen through most of, since 1990, this research was done. These days, though, in the last few months, that correlation's broken down considerably. And the fact that you get a 500-point move down doesn't actually tell you much about where the market's going to close at all. So we are seeing far more intraday volatility. We don't know if it's the machines, but in other words, you can't really tell now during the day where the heck the market is going to close.
Well, that's a reflection of life. We don't know where the hell life is going at the moment either, do we? Now, what are the numbers this Wednesday morning?
Yep. Yeah, so as we look at it now, after opening up sort of in very much in positive territory, the Dow Jones is down 76 points, 24,346. S&P 500 2642. It's still up small. The Nasdaq 7034 up 13. The FTSE 100, 6833, up 111, so they had a good day. The Nikkei, 21,148, lost 71. Shanghai Composite, 2594, little change. The ASX 200, they gained small yesterday to close at 5575. And on the NZX 50, we gained 10 yesterday, closing at 8670. On the currencies, against the US, 0.6878, against the Aussie, 0.9550. Against the euro, 0.6078, pounds, 0.5494, very high there, very strong because the pound is weakening off. The yen, 77.98, is what one New Zealand dollar gets you. Gold, $1,243.47. Brent crude, $60.50.
Yeah, have a good one, mate. Appreciate it. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.